While you're listening to Pastor's preaching today, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort can only come from the Word of God. Our scripture of the month is found in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. The activities of this coming week, Wednesday the 22nd, the midweek prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will be broadcast live. And if you'd like to join us and pray with us from your home, and you can also email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. And for more information and delivery of your prayer requests. Our men's Bible study and youth Bible study for this week has been canceled. As you know, each Sunday morning we begin our day with the Lord at 9:45 a.m. With a Bible study that will be broadcast for all those who wish to join us from their homes. And God willing, we'll all be able to worship together soon in person with each other. The remaining services of today has been canceled. And now, let us praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Morning, everyone. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 275, I Belong to the King, and we'll sing the first and the third.
Call me someday.
Amen. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 354. One of our favorites, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. 354. Hymn number 476. It is glory just to walk with Him. And why don't we all rise as we sing, It is glory just to walk with Him, and sing the first and the last.
What a blessing it is that God has still enables us to broadcast the proclamation of His gospel over the airwaves and over the internet. And we pray for the Lord's blessing upon you to encourage you in His presence and in His grace. I wanted to remind people that if you were listening today and you would like a Bible, or you would like me to email you a copy of the bulletins and notes before the service, make a request through secretary@bbcmh.org and we can add you to our list. Also, if you want to contact me, you can send me an email at pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Tomlinson, T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N, @bbcmh.org. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, that the Spirit of God is upon us, and that the Spirit of God dwells within us. It is you, O Lord, who has lifted us up out of the miry clay, out of the pit of hell, to shine your marvelous light of life and hope upon us. I pray that we would be the encouragement that those around us need, not to get caught up in despair, but to be caught up in the joy of the Lord and the glorious riches that we have in Christ Jesus. The author of Hebrews writes in chapter 7, verse 25, He says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them." And so, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, seeking the great intercessor to intercede on our behalf for the frailty of our bodies, for the difficulties that we have in life, that you would lift us up and encourage our hearts to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you be with those who call upon the name of the Lord, who profess faith in Jesus Christ, that there would be a revival in the land amongst your people, that there would be a hungering and a thirsting for your word and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the word of God would rule and reign in the hearts of men again. We pray that you would use this virus to draw people back to yourself, to deepen their relationship with you, that those around us would see and would hear and would encounter the transforming power of your love and of your presence, that you would build up your kingdom and add to it daily all that are to be saved. And I pray, Lord, that at this time there is so much distress in this country, so much anxiety and even fear, that, Lord, that your spirit would bring the calmness that the people need, to rest upon you and know that there is nothing of what is taking place that gets away from your hand and of your might, that we would submit ourselves to you and serve you in spirit and in truth. I pray for your peace to overshadow this country and to draw a people unto yourself. We pray for your healing power and your strengthening spirit to be upon those who are afflicted with the diseases and the infirmities of this world. For those that are infected with COVID-19 or other flu-like symptoms, for your peace and calmness about them, that the joy of the Lord would strengthen them and embrace them. We pray that you be with Lily Ida. She has low blood platelets and weakness in her body, that you would strengthen her body and encourage her. We lift up to you Philomena Laurel with some health issues, that you would give wisdom to the family, to the doctors of Philomena, on how to address the health, and that you, Lord, would be exalted and glorified, that you would serve as their guide. I pray that you be with our friends Leonard and Fern Rice, who have several different health issues, and that you would bless them with your comforting spirit and your healing touch, and that you, Lord, would be amplified and magnified in their lives. I pray for our friend Monty Llewellyn, who also has many health issues, that you would bless him and encourage him in you. I lift up to you, there are many, Lord, that have cancer, and just to name a few, the Patricia Llewellyn and Bob Jones's brother, Ron. Lord, we pray for your presence and for your healing power, for your comforting spirit, and that the joy of the Lord would bless them and guide them moving on into the future. And Father, we pray for those who are expecting, and it's a difficult time during this time frame where all the shelter in place and many hospitals have people who are carrying this virus, and that you would protect and defend these people who are expecting, for Jacqueline Palmer expecting in May and Esther Pelias in September. We pray that you would be with the leadership of Bethel and give us wisdom as we try to make some adjustments to our facilities, that we would have one building and one facility where we can all gather together. We pray that you would use us and give us wisdom during this time on how to reach out to those who are sheltered in place with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would transform lives unto yourself. And I pray for your hand of blessing upon our missionaries that we have throughout the world, that you would bless them with your wisdom, your guidance, and your spirit. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila, serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebia Merexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, the Informed Choices Ministries, serving women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Lord, be with them and encourage their hearts to testify of Christ and to open up the gospel of Jesus Christ to hearts and minds. We pray for this offering that we're to receive, that you'd use it to bless the work of ministry, and that you would bless those who aid us in this work of ministry, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, over the CDs, or whether they are here in the sanctuary. Bless them with your divine guidance and with your hand of wisdom and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Yeah.
you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And we also want to thank God that we're still able to give out his word today. We are in the book of Nehemiah. Pastor is going to be teaching from the book of Nehemiah today, chapter 9 and verses 24 through 31. Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 24 through 31. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. So the people went in and possessed the land, and subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they wished. And they took strong cities and a rich land, and possessed houses full of all goods, cisterns already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and grew fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you. Cast your law behind your back and killed your prophets who testified against them, to turn them to yourself, and they worked great provocations. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who oppressed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven, and according to your abundant mercies, you gave them deliverers who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore, you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried out to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they shrugged their shoulders, stiffened their necks, and would not hear. Yet for many years you had patience with them and testified against them by your Spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them nor forsake them. For you are God, gracious and merciful. May God bless the reading of his word. And now we bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we once again enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we enter into the Holy of Holies to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, righteousness, and thanksgiving for what you have done for all mankind. Father, now we ask that you pour out your Spirit upon all the hearers of your word, and make your words known unto everyone. And Father, by your Spirit, give us the power to be obedient to what your word says to do, all that is in your scriptures. And Father, your word tells us in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33, but whoever listens to me will dwell in safety and will be secure without fear of evil. Now, Father, bless our pastor, Greg Thomason, as he teaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen.